Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and hello. Welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly Fells Jones. I am an author, speaker, and seminar leader for the Silver Method and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, Bible-based law of attraction, and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I am here to encourage you to think in the positive and show that miracles can happen. I truly believe you have been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you desire. When we're live on air, give us a call at 347-838-8437. That's 347-838-8437. And when I'm not, just send me an email at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. So let's get started with our program.
I am so wonderful and happy to be able to talk with you many times. Now, for many of you, you know that this is part two because I got a little chatty this morning and kind of went over my time on here on Blog Talk Radio. So I found out what my maximum amount of time can be. Anyhow, but I wanted to come back on air and just continue, you know, finish the conversation about love. And it's interesting when you are looking at the things that happen in your life and the things that just happen to show up, right? And that is the fact that things will show up in your world that you didn't think would be there. And you get confirmation of the things you should be doing. So I'm going to go into this particular video that I saw today, and I kind of just started it a little earlier. But it goes back to what I was talking about earlier in the first part, part one, about the amazing power of love in your life and the fact that when you are living in love and you're living in a world of seeing every person as an expression of the God inside of them, and that fact that you have God inside of you, and the idea, and it may be new for you, the idea that God is actually able to experience what you experience through you, because God is spirit. God has no hands, no feet, no five senses of smell. God sees in a different way than we see with our eyes. So if you can think of yourself as an individual expression of the Most High, and that each and every person that you meet and see and that you don't meet or don't see is an individual expression of God and a little piece of God, your whole attitude will change towards your fellow man. There will be no more us and them. So as I said, I'm continuing on the conversation from this morning and looking at the idea from today, and what I was talking about when my time actually ended this morning, I was talking about the fact that for Christians, the idea that Christ actually associated with the dregs of society. The Pharisees were hated. The tax collectors were hated. Women of the evening were hated. Lots and lots of followers from the segment of society that people did not want to associate with. And then there were all the others that were there and available to him, his supporters, you know, that according to some people, that Christ's supporters were women. Yeah, I think about that and I go, well, that's not much different from today in the big churches. You know, churches are infiltrated, full of women. There are many more women than men in churches. Why is that? Why is it that men stay away? The women support the pastor. The women are the ones that do Women's Day and the Pastor's Day and making sure the pastor and his wife are taken care of. The women do this. Love is a very powerful word. And for those of you who are used to me doing the meditation at the beginning, this is part two. So no meditation now. And yes, it is morning. It is Tuesday morning at midnight. And I'm normally up this time of night. Maybe you're not, but I am. And the idea being is that I'm continuing on from earlier today. So what is all of this about? Well, as I said, things happen in your life, and I came across this video, and the heading on the video says, "This literally made me question everything," and it was a video, but it was really a poem, and so I'm going to play the video, and on Facebook, it's on the Facebook page of Unified Soul, S-O-U-L, Theory, Unified Soul Theory. And it's a poem that I want you to pay attention to and listen to, because this is very profound. And the caption on the video says, "This literally made me question everything." So I'm going to play it. Hopefully for you right now, I've got the little not responding sign going on my computer. So while that's taking care of itself, let me go and just kind of remind you of today. Love. The amazing power of love. When we talk, when we are dealing with other people, when we're dealing with what's going on in the world today, we are fed a lot of disappointment, shock. We talk about what we want as far as a peaceful world, but when it gets down to it, we continue to be at odds with one another. We continually put ourselves in a box. I am this, I'm conservative, I'm a liberal, I'm an independent, I am a Christian, I am a Jew, I am a Muslim, I am Hindu, no, I am following Buddha, I am an agnostic, I am atheist, I am all these things we put upon ourselves. And as we put those things upon ourselves, we are looking at separation. we separate ourselves from one another because we belong to this group or that group. And sometimes we belong to two groups and we are a subset of another group. And it brings about division. But if you look at yourself as a child of the creator of the universe, there should be no division. You just made a change each day about the things you do. The judgments that you make of someone when you look at them. And today I had that opportunity. I had the opportunity. I like that term. I had the opportunity to not judge, to not form my own opinion about what was going on. There was this couple in front of me. I was at Lowe's buying dirt for my garden, and there was a couple in front of me, a husband and a wife, and a child that I will estimate to be around 5 or 6 years old. And the child was kicking out. He was sitting in the cart. The father put him in the seat in the cart, and he was kicking out at his mother and being really just restless, trying not to be judgmental. He was being restless, and mother's, you know, tried to calm him down without disciplining him about you, and he went to hit her, and I go, he's allowed to hit you. What is going on here? But I was being judgmental. I don't know what goes on in that household. I don't know what their discipline is. And I said, oh, he must be tired. I said it out loud. You've got a tired child there. And that's what I think was going on, even though the child was acting out and the parents weren't doing much in discipline to calm him down. But again, I was being judgmental. In love, I could say that, you know, the child is tired. They've had that child out all day and they feel guilty about it. And so they're allowing him to act out. There could be all kinds of scenarios. Or I could have just let it be. And I had just let it be until I thought about it gave me an example of being judgmental. There is much that we need to recognize in our lives. We need to recognize when we are being judgmental, when we are being unreasonable is the term I think I want to use. When we're being unreasonable and we're not doing the things that we need to do. We need to look at love in such a way that we are open to receive. We are open to new thoughts. We are open to be empathetic to the person that we're dealing with. Love is magical. When you show love to someone else, unless that person, I mean, even the wildest of animals who have been beaten and mistreated, but when kindness and love is shown to them, they don't turn on their masters. I mean, even big cats, even lions and tigers and bears, when they're being taken care of and loved and cuddled and held and cared for, they show love in return. And my question to you is, do you want to show love in return? Love in return to the people you know, the people you have met, the people you don't know. That is what I ask of you. Is there a way that you can think of to create love? Well, it looks like my computer has frozen, and I cannot play this video for you because I get the dreaded clock little symbol, the little circle going around and around again. And but I wanted to play this for you because I wanted to have you hear this poetry. System doesn't seem to want to respond to me today, and I'm trying to get that up and running. It was up and available before I came on air, and it just said, no, I'm not going to do this for you, Bev. So it may be that you're not supposed to hear that today. And I was so looking forward to you doing this. But the key to this poetry and this story is that I am not a label. And it starts out saying, I am not black. I am not a label. Do not label me. Why are you putting labels on everyone? You know, as I said, if you look at people and you only identify them by what you perceive them to be, then it is a label. It is a label that gotten used to being identified as. Oh, she is just a housewife. Well, he's an executive. Well, he's a fireman or a cop or a teacher or a ditch digger. So a label based on occupation. Patient people make a decision about who you are and what you're about and what your values are, and they could be totally wrong. And we don't want people to be totally wrong about what they think about you. You want them to be right. You want them to recognize who you are and to love you for who you are, not by what they decided to label you as. Yeah? But that's what people do. They label you. And I don't want to label you, thinking that maybe I could pull this up on my phone so that I could play this for you and so that you can hear it. And I'm going to do this again. So, you know, sometimes it's like, okay, how can I make this work in such a way that I can allow you to see it?
I am not.
That's the label. So the the whole idea is, what is the label that you're giving yourself? What is the label that you are giving to other people? What are you calling yourself? How are you recognizing yourself? Decisions are you making based on who and what you are labeling yourself? You are a child of the Most High. You are worthy of being honored and respected. But yet, in turn, you should be honoring and respecting others. I think that's mainly what I wanted to get across today about love and being a loving, caring person. And that's what I really want for you to be. Because as that loving and caring person, you are able to take something out into the world, one person at a time, to teach and to share and to have things happen on a grander scale. There's war and hatred going throughout this whole world. And I look at it and say, one person at a time, we can make changes one person at a time. Are you willing to be that person that will stand up and make that change? Stand up and for what is right in the world, and not your perception of good and bad and evil, but being kind and loving one another. So it looks like I can play this video, and I'm going to play this for you. And listen as it hopefully connects and tells its own story. Okay, let's see if it works now.
I am not black. I mean, that's what the world calls me, but it's not me. I didn't come out of my mother's womb saying, hey, everybody, I'm black. No, I was taught to be black. I mean, you weren't taught to call me that. Call it whatever you call yourself. It's just a label. See, from birth, the world force feeds us these labels. And usually we all swallow them. We digest them, accept the labels, never, ever doubting them. But there's one problem. Labels are not you, and labels are not me. Labels are just labels. But who we truly are is not skin deep. See, when I drive my car, no one would ever confuse the car for me. When I drive my body, why do you confuse me for my body? It's my body. Get it? Not me. Let me break it down. See, our bodies are just cars that we operate and drive around. The dealership we call society decided to label mine the black edition, yours the Irish or white edition. And with no money down, 0% APR, no test drive, we were forced to own these cars for the rest of our lives. Forgive me, but I fail to see the logic or pride in defining myself or judging another by the cars we drive. Because who we truly are is found inside. Listen, I'm not here to tell you how science has concluded that genetically we're all mixed in the reason that human species doesn't exist, or how every historian knows that the race was invented in the 15th century to divide people from each other, and it has worked perfectly. No, I'm not here to lecture. I just want to ask one question. Who would you be if the world never gave you a label? Never gave you a box to check? Would you be white? Black, Mexican, Asian, Native American, Middle Eastern, Indian? No. friend, move toward the form from the greatness and minimize your desire. Define and be divided yourself from others. It is an undeniable fact that when there is division, there will be conflict. Conflict starts wars. Therefore, every war is started over labels. It's always us versus them. And so the answer to war, the racism, the sexism, and every other ism is so simple that every politician is missing. It's the labels. We must rip them off.
Continuation of the earlier show, the importance of loving and being in love and showing that love to your fellow human being. It will change your life. The reactions you get may be strange to you in the very beginning, but the more you show love, the more love you will get in return. So this is Lori Fells Jones, the Silver Fox of Consciousness, saying good night and be blessed.
Are you committed to changing your thinking and allowing your supply to flow? Are you willing to climb within and have a closer relationship with God? By keeping your focus on spirit, you will keep the externalization of spirit according to the divine plan. Join me for a 40-day journey to expanding your inward knowledge of the creator of this universe. Go to 40days.commandingyourlife.com. That is the number 40days.commandingyourlife.com. Each morning, you will receive a lesson for the day, beginning with day zero, which introduces you to the program. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your spiritual life and experience the never-ending supply that has been promised to you. Thank you for listening today, and please share the link to the show with your friends and family so that they can learn how to be the best that they can be. Also, visit my website at commandingyourlife.com to see all the upcoming events, including a link to the free monthly Commanding Your Life color circle, where you can ask questions and get insight into your own personal issues. You can also go to meetup.commandingyourlife.com and sign up for free. That's meetup, M-E-E-T-U-P, .commandingyourlife.com. Have any questions, suggestions, or any know anyone that I should interview? Contact me by emailing Beverly at commandingyourlife.com. And be sure to join me for the next episode of Commanding Your Life.
I mean, that's what the world calls me, but
as you have not, let it be done.
Well, I got two things going at the same time.